Welcome to Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast with Adam, Lee and Josie, your hosts, taking an analysis of some beloved movies, both blockbuster and lackluster. Grab a bowl of popcorn and see if their collective score and analysis matches your views. It's time for Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's time for Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast.
Yeah.
Woo.
You're supposed to say your name.
Josie.
You were supposed to say your name.
I was mixing it up.
Oh, no. You throw it completely out of whack.
That's what I was going to do.
Start it again. Start it again, Adam. Not the whole recording. Just start the whole thing again.
Welcome to Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie podcast. My name is Adam.
I'm Josie.
And I'm Lee. They said that just
see,
flowed
that,
well.
It flows so much better. Yeah. Don't try and whack this out. Wow, that sounds really bad.
I beg your pardon.
Wow.
What I really like is the fact that Josie's putting R-rated language into the movie that we're just about to do.
Exactly. Check us out on X on Facebook, on Instagram. We are at 2GagPod. That's the number 2GAG. Fuck. 2GAG pod.
Great start.
We're off to a flyer.
I'm glad that we've been doing this for a while, too.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Over a year now.
So, over a year. Who would have thought? And it's only getting worse. No, we are looking at an amazing movie today, a big one for the pod, too. And it's a Lee pick.
It is a Lee pick.
Yeah,
we're saying
it's a you pick, but come on.
How are you going to hang shit and not be prepared? We're going to do Aladdin from 1992.
Yeah,
Aladdin
it is.
Being the Disney masterpiece from 1992. Very big movie for the company back in the day.
Heck yes. So, the synopsis, a kind-hearted street urchin and a power-hungry grand vizier vie for a magic lamp that has the power to make their deepest wishes come true. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's Aladdin.
Yeah.
That's Aladdin for you.
Mm.
Gotta keep.
Relationship with the movie, Lee.
I grew up with this movie. This came out in 1992. I was 6 years old. I am peak age demographic for this, or the beginning of the age demographic for it, probably. But I remember. I don't think I saw this at the movies. I don't think, but I'm pretty sure I got it when I actually bought it when it was VHS. It or given it as a VHS copy, and it was just watch every single weekend. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is actually my personal favorite Disney film of all time.
Wow, I'm expecting a big score from you then, Lee.
It's my personal favourite, especially out of this particular era. I reckon it beats out.
This was like a big era for Disney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it beats out Mermaid, it beats out The Lion King, it beats out Mulan, you know.
What's the order? Little Mermaid, then Beauty and the Beast, then this, then Lion King?
Yeah, correct. So Beauty and the Beast was after Lion King, I think.
Right.
So Lion King came out in 94 and this was breaking records, and then Lion King came out.
Yeah, I think Mermaid, was Little Mermaid before? Was
yeah, 89. That
yeah, there you go.
So shout out to my wife, who I love dearly. My wife's favorite Disney movie of all time is Little Mermaid because it was the year that she was born in 89.
And also because she is a beautiful redhead mermaid herself.
So is my daughter. That's where she gets it from.
Your daughter has red hair?
Yep.
Aww.
No, that's she doesn't, does she?
Legit. I thought she'd dark
hair. I want to see new photos.
That's legitimately why she is called the Raisin, because we are raisins.
Oh, my God, Lee. your daughter is absolutely gorgeous. Look, my relationship with this movie is quite different. This movie came out in 92. I was 11 years old. I was not into Disney at the time. I was watching bulk horror movies, and I was too cool for school. I didn't see this until we watched it in school, funnily enough.
You watched it in school?
Yeah.
What for? Just
watching a movie at school.
Well, it's like I'm shocked, but I do it.
Yeah, you're shocked, but you do it all the time.
Exactly what I do it.
Mm. I was in Mirrorbooker at this point in my life.
Sorry,
the book.
Still 6061. Watched it, and it was good fun. It was because at the time I was kind of like, oh, I don't want to watch a bunch of cartoon people singing. I'm too cool. I'm watching R-rated horror movies and action movies and bullshit. But then obviously later in my life, like we discussed when we did Mulan and all that, I went to Disneyland, like my visit to Mecca, and became born again Disney fan. And I actually really enjoy Aladdin. It's definitely, I would say, out of that batch we just mentioned.
Yeah.
I think it's the best of those four.
Yeah.
Although they're all really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But this one in particular, I think, is just a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, me.
You.
Josie.
You're part,
Disney
you're part
princess
of the podcast.
Yeah, the Disney fanatic.
Yes.
You're a fanatic, and you're the Disney person.
Aladdin is my probably ultimate favorite Disney movie out of the lot. It was born in, it was born in 92. I was born in 1992. It came out in 1992 when the live action Disney came out. A couple of years ago, it came out on my birthday, and due to that, I hired out a cinema, and you guys came, and you watched the new live action.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, so I got all my closest people to come and watch the new live action Aladdin because it came out on my birthday.
Like, I'd also like to point out there were like 300 people there.
I'd like to point out it's not a good movie.
No, not compared to the OG. I've dressed up as Jasmine before. I have.
We need to get a photo of that.
I need to try and find it.
Yeah. There's also an argument to state that this is the best live action out of all of them.
I think it is out of all of the live it's not great but out of all of the other ones
for sure
it is
best live action remake for sure with the exception for maybe the Jungle Book.
Nah, I would still go the live action Aladdin over the Jungle Book.
Nah, see, I grew up with the Jungle Book, the 1994 Jungle Book I'm talking about. Not the new one that just came out recently.
Anyway, so I've also seen Aladdin, the musical, multiple times.
How good is that musical?
Yeah, both in Perth and in New York.
I was not prepared for how good that musical was.
Yeah.
It would have been Broadway, right?
Surely. Yeah, I saw it on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I'll get my fun fact out now. The guy that voiced Jafar, what's his name?
Yeah,
Jonathan Freeman.
Yeah.
I actually saw him play Jafar
in
the Broadway musical of Aladdin.
No way.
Funnily enough, I said to my friend, I was like, fuck, he sounds so much like Jafar. He is nailing this. And then I looked at the program and I was like, oh shit, he is Jafar.
It's
like,
time to say goodbye.
Good on him for doing a good job.
Yeah. And I also have the Goofy hat that Genie wears at the end of
the Aladdin. Ones that they sell at Disneyland.
I've got that too. So I'm very connected to this movie. I love this movie. I've done A Whole New World as my karaoke song.
Great song.
Yeah, I think it was at a Duck's Nut party.
Not the best one out of the lot.
It's
very good.
Yeah, so this is a big movie for me.
Who did the wide release of that song? Was it Luther Vandross?
No, that was
Peebo Bryson.
Yes. Give me two seconds.
Okay, what else did I got a photo of myself with Jafar at Tokyo Disney Sea, and we're both holding our goatees.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll post that on the socials too.
That is great.
Do you have any Aladdin style photos, Lee?
No.
Good work, mate.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just looking
hurry
for
up,
it.
Mate. Jeez.
Just relax. Peebo Bryson, Regina Bell. That's right.
Okay, cool.
And then they brought Bryson back to do it with Celine Dion at with Beauty and the Beast.
That's right.
Big pop.
You and your Celine Dion. Jesus. All right, so we have five categories, which gets our score out of five. We can give them either a 0, a 0.5, or a full one. Mark the top one, which we let Lee run with now because he always does. Basic casting.
This isn't going to go very long.
No, there's not a massive.
It's not a huge cast. There's a lot of extras in there, but I'm just going to stick with the main.
A lot of voice actors.
Yeah, there is a lot of voice actors. Yeah, that's a better way of describing it, but I'm not going to go into them. I'm only going to talk about the main ones. I'm going to make special mention to Ron Clements and John Musica, who directed it.
Mm-hmm.
They're both responsible for writing and directing Hercules, Little Mermaid, Princess and the Frog, Moana. Treasure Planet. So they've got.
I really want to watch Treasure Planet.
They've got
again.
Disney credits for days.
Yeah,
right.
They are smashing.
Cast. I'm going to give it a full one. I honestly believe that it could not be given anything less.
Yeah.
Look, Scott Wagner as Aladdin. He was in 50 episodes of Full House. He's done the Aladdin voice basically from now
and
until the
one.
Time.
Scrubs episode.
Linda Larkin, who plays Jasmine, she's in Runaway Girlfriend.
Runaway Bride as Jill's girlfriend.
Yeah. The next best thing, she's in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Not the movie, the TV show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And Jasmine's voice, obviously, from here until the end of time.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't. She's not the singer.
No.
She's just the voice.
And that's a fun fact, actually, because they were going to use the original singers and then they moved against it.
Mm.
Jonathan Freeman, again, we're talking about Jafar. He's basically done nothing major of note, but lots of Disney and lots of TV show stuff.
Yes.
And obviously the Broadway productions as well, because he stayed with the Broadway production for a long time.
It was fabulous.
Frank Welker, who played Abu. I love the fact that Frank Welker's in this. Transformers.
He's massive.
Shockwave in Transformers.
Oh, man, what a voice. I love Transformers.
He was in Scooby-Doo.
Sorry, if I can. I've been trying to watch the OG Gen 1 Transformers on your Plex. It will not play.
All right, I'll have a look at it.
Thanks, man. I've got them on DVD.
Just a side note.
I've got them on DVD, but I just can't be bothered putting them in my DVD player when I could just go to your Plex.
This is the epitome of laziness, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so Frank Welker, Scooby-Doo, Curious George. He's George's voice in Curious George, the TV show.
And when you say Scooby-Doo, does he do actual Scooby-Doo?
I'm pretty sure. I didn't write who it was. But I don't think he did. No, he does, what's his name? Not Scooby, the other one.
Shaggy.
Yeah, he's Shaggy.
That's pretty big.
He's in. So I left this till last. You remember the old school 1992-94 Mortal Kombat movies?
Yeah.
He's in Mortal Kombat, right?
That's who?
So he plays Reptile.
Oh.
And he plays Shao Kahn's voice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't done the other one for Adam.
It's coming.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Gilbert Gottfried, who plays Iago.
Hell yes.
No. Frank Welker. He's in Futurama.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry. Oh, who's in Futurama?
Nibbler.
Oh, Nibbler. Aw.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Futurama is so good.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it fucking is.
All right. Gilbert Gottfried, who plays Iago, I love him in this.
He is brilliant.
This is pinnacle, right?
He is, like, yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop 2, I love him in Beverly Hills Cop 2. It's such a random cameo. Look who's talking to. Sharknado 4 and 5. I just thought I'd chuck that in there.
Problem Child.
Problem Child 1 and 2. I left that till last.
Yeah, buddy.
Douglas Seal, who plays the Sultan. He's in Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, I used to love that movie.
Amadeus. You know,
oh,
that?
Wow. No, that was Amadeus. A big movie.
Big movie. The Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah,
we discussed that.
Yep, and he was also in a really terrible movie. It's a Paul Hogan movie called Almost an Angel.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I never saw it because it looked shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. Don't watch it. I'm pretty sure it's on Plex. And I've left the best till last.
Actually, doesn't the guy who does Winnie the Pooh's voice in it?
What?
Yes. Did I not write that in?
I don't know.
Jim Cummings.
Yeah.
I've got special mentions. Sorry, Jim Cummings. Okay. I'm not up to that.
Sorry.
Jim Cummings. He played Razul. He's in Winnie the Pooh, Princess and the Frog, Fallout 4, and Shrek. He's the Captain of the Guard.
Doing Winnie the Pooh is massive.
And a special mention to Charlie Adler as well, who plays Gazim, you know, the humble thief.
Yeah.
So he's in Our Real Monsters.
Oh, yes.
He plays Slinky, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Shit.
He's in Hulk's Rock and Wrestling.
Who do you play in that?
I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't write it down.
Oh, he's also in
Hulk, Rock and Wrestling. And left the best to last, Transformers, he plays the voice of Starscream.
Oh.
Which is epic, right?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
What's the dude's name?
The guy's name is Charlie Adler.
All right, I'm going to look up who he played in.
All right, and the best until last for obvious reasons, and I have saved it up because it is a hype. Robin Williams as the genie. Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Morning Vietnam, Hook, and Patch Adams. They're the four movies that I've used.
Dead Poets Society.
There's too many to pick from.
Yeah.
He has got a laundry list of movies that you can pick from. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I know that you guys, and Adam especially, has always gone out to me and said, Lee, pick a favorite movie of all time. I can't do it. It will never happen. And you'll never ever hear me say a favorite movie. You'll never ever hear me say a top five. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Robin Williams is my favorite actor of all time.
Massive.
Wow. Yeah. The guy has.
I can't fault that. That's serious, a great choice. That
serious
is a great
choice. Chops, and
he's got range.
Yeah, like the seriousness of his acting is ridiculously good. But then taking it all the way to the comedic style that he's got.
Good Will Hunting
is epic. Yeah,
we Good Will Hunting.
World According to Garp.
World According to Garp. We have talked about that before.
Birdcage.
Yep.
One Hour Photo.
Flubber. Insomnia.
Flubber. Yeah.
But even just his...
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy.
Nanu.
Just how good he is at ad-libbing everything. Like, just so...
Well, it's a big part of this movie, right?
Yeah.
And, his voice acting is just another level as well. And I can, I don't know if this is a... you know what? This is a place to bring it up. It's one of these things that happens in life, especially as you get a bit older, but, like, you know, people you grew up watching and stuff pass away.
Yep.
His was one of the first celebrity deaths that actually affected me, and it was more so the nature of how it all went down and his like mental health issues and shit. Like it really fucking like hurt my heart.
Yeah, to me, he is one of those people that remind me that you can be the funniest and happiest person but have some dark demons behind you. Yep. Like so many people are like, oh, he just doesn't seem like someone that, you know, would have mental health issues. And I always go, Robin Williams.
You know what? It's in a similar vein. Anthony Bourdain's very similar vein, right?
Yep. But I mean, that's the thing. Initially, it came out and they said it was depression, but then there was talks afterwards that it was because he was having onset Parkinson's and stuff like that, or dementia that was causing him to forget lines and things like that. I mean, I remember like having like my own mental health struggles and thinking like, you know, fuck, I'm in my 30s and I'm like, this guy's in what? He was like in his 60s, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, what hope do any of us have? And especially someone living the life 60, that he did.
63.
Yeah, it was just so, it still is so heartbreaking that we lost this guy because he was such a talent, such so a fun guy.
And he's a talent and fun guy that would continue on, right? Like he'd never disappear.
Yeah, like did you hear that he was really good mates with Christopher Reeve? And when Christopher Reeve had his accident, was wheelchair bound, he would like go and visit him in the hospital.
Yeah,
he would leave like humorous voice messages just to crack him up and stuff. Like I watched a bunch of documentaries after his passing and like got a bit of a sense from people. Like he was really good mates with Bobcat Goldthwait because they used to do the comedy tour rounds and stuff.
Didn't I read that he was also the guy that what's his name? Spielberg.
Yes.
Ring him.
I was just about to say that as well. During
Schindler's List.
To try and upbeat people's.
And just ring him, just talk on the phone.
Yeah. We need upbeat vibes.
He was making such a grim movie.
Yeah,
dude. Like the guy was just another level.
He brought spark to a room.
Mm.
Yeah.
And as far as personal aspirations are concerned, if I can go anywhere near that, then
he was a vibe, which is such a shit cliche of young people saying like he was vibe. Yeah. No, you're better than that.
you're too old for that, Josie.
I was just about to say you're probably a little too old.
Trying to be hip and cool here, guys. Vibe.
Look, I'm hip and cool.
But I feel old. He's one of those people that, you know, that go-to question at interviews and stuff that's like, if you could go to dinner with one person dead or alive, who would it be?
Yeah.
That would be a great choice. Yeah.
Also, his stand-up was sensational.
Yeah, his stand-up was great. I mean, I loved his random cameos in what's his name?
He did a cameo in Friends.
The Drew Carey show.
He popped up in our Friends, yeah.
Yeah, with Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
They did a movie together, didn't they?
Father's Day.
Is it crap?
It's called Father's Day, and it's terrible.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it's a Billy Crystal movie, and it's a Robin Williams movie, so it's as good as it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Disregarding everybody else, including Gilbert Gottfried out of there, because Gilbert Gottfried in this is fantastic, right?
I've named two people in my list. Gilbert Gottfried's the second, and Robin Williams is the one, and I said Robin Williams alone is worth a 4.
Yeah, I was just about to say. That's exactly what I said. If you put Robin Williams by himself, this would have still got a 1 from me.
And I wonder if Will Smith was feeling the heat
He copped it hard.
For sure. Yeah. And you know
before
what?
He was a prick and slapped Chris Rock.
You know what? And you know what? I feel so sorry for him, but it's not so much Will Smith, but I mean, it didn't help that it was Will Smith because
anyone would be able to.
Because he just takes it so seriously, right? Yeah. And I know he takes his craft seriously. You're right. Nobody would be able to do it.
I would be surprised if lots of people turned down the role because they were like, I'm not going to be able to.
Out of respect to Robin Williams,
out of the ability of not being able to reach that bar. Yeah. That's such a pinnacle.
I went and saw the Mrs. Doubtfire musical in London recently, and I'm sure it was actually great. But the person that was playing Mrs. Doubtfire just wasn't Robin Williams, and I just couldn't get into it.
Who? Mrs. Brown from Mrs. Brown's voice.
I just had that run.
That would have worked, right?
But yeah, I felt bad because I just don't think it will ever be good for me.
He set the benchmark.
Yeah.
Also named his daughter Zelda because him and his wife were playing a lot of Zelda when she was born.
Nice.
Yeah. They did an ad together of him playing the game with his daughter when they released a new one on DS.
That's cool.
It's super cool. In Breath of the Wild, which was released just a game I just fell in love with so heavily when it happened, there's actually two characters that are based on Robin Williams, but one looks exactly like him within the Zelda game.
Yeah, nice.
He just walks back and forth and you can talk to him.
Cute.
But I reckon also the reason why I love Aladdin so much and part of the reason why Robin Williams is definitely up there with my favorite actor of all time is because of the growth that I had with him, right? So I was introduced to him, you know, at an early age, at 6 years old, as the genie, fell in love with this movie and fell in love with the genie and then just continued to watch his growth and then all the movies that came after that, right? Patch Adams, I love him in Patch Adams. It's a fantastic movie and it's a really good example of the range that he's got because it's both funny and serious at the same time.
Yes.
There are very serious aspects of that movie, right?
He hit a point in his life where he started doing a lot of indie sort of dark. Have you seen What Dreams May Come?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's hectic.
Especially the Family Guy episode with the Roadhouse episode.
Yeah. But also, he did an episode of SVU.
Yep.
And he was he went places in that one. But anyway, yeah, I honestly, and I think we've gone on about how good he is for some time, but without him in this movie, it's not a quarter as good as
no,
what it is.
No, and interestingly enough, I've got a feeling the reason why Return of Jafar didn't do as well, and nothing against Jim Cummings, right? Because Jim Cummings took over the role as Genie.
It just wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same.
No. We need to get Leash back on and find out if she thinks Aladdin 2 is as good as Aladdin 1 with her take about Lion King 2 being better than Lion King 1.
She also thinks that Cars is a good film, so whatever.
Oof.
Oh, well, we've got that in the archives. All right, let's move on to our next category.
Just before we go on, another reason why I gave it a 1 for cast is Aladdin was my biggest crush when I was younger.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I had such a crush on him, Dimitri from Anastasia, and the main dude in Ferngully.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you had a thing for cartoon dudes.
Yeah, well, I bet if you ask other girls my age, they also had a crush on Aladdin or one of those three boys as well.
Fair. So, I've gone to 1 as well. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, we figured it was all one.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Basic plot and story. Lee, it's your movie.
I'm going to give the basic plot and story a 0.5. It's obviously a Disney-fied version of a old school tale, right? The tale is not original. It's been, and again, I can't really stress this point anymore, but it's been Disney-fied and it just is what it
is. And it's meant to be in China. It's meant to be Chinese.
Is it?
Is it? No, it's an Arabian story.
Arabian Nights. It's originally meant to be Chinese.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But yeah, it's getting a 0.5 from me because there isn't any originality behind it.
Is it really meant to be Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you're lying.
I will find that fun fact for you and I will show you.
Show me.
Please. I've gone 0.5 as well and I've said whilst it is based on a story that has, like, you know, an old story and an old tale, which a lot of Disney movies are, I've also written that it's a fairly standard Disney fare.
Yeah, of course. And
you got a princess.
The formula.
Who needs a man.
Yeah, the formula's
there.
There's
the unlikely man. There's an evil villain. Yep. There's a foreign setting. There's someone trying to overthrow and get this.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we move on, did you both watch it on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Yes.
Did both of you get that warning content beforehand?
Yes.
I have never seen that before.
Apparently, they've done it with a couple of movies.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's actually rated PG because it's got tobacco products in it.
Yeah, that became a thing. I remember a Lassie movie coming out and it was rated PG or something and it had like children smoking as like, because you know how they would, after a while in the late 90s, they'd have the reasons why it was rated what it was. Yeah. Be that as it may, it has a warning about like the stereotypes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is new.
Well, I mean, you know, Disney's super woke, right? And it's going to make sure that it's covering all of its bases.
Very woke.
They've done plenty of things that have been on the contrary back in the past. Like, I'm pretty sure Dumbo's one that also has that. Do they still have the scene with the crows in Dumbo?
Mate, what about the Aristocrats?
Oh, with the Siamese cats.
With the Siamese cats. They got crucified for that.
Yeah, awkward.
Are they still on Disney Plus?
I don't know, actually.
Because I know Song of the South has been completely like...
Yeah, nice.
You can't get that at all.
Going back, while the frame story 1001 Nights is set in the Middle East, the original Aladdin actually took place in China.
Okay.
Boom!
How do you like those apples,
Lee? It's probably from Wikipedia, so I'll just go in and change it later.
It's on IMDb if we want
them to sponsor us. IMDB is our Bible, guys.
It is our Bible. All right, moving on.
You owe Josie an apology.
Soz.
Thanks.
What'd you give it?
I also gave it a 0.5. As much as I love this movie very much, we have just all gone over how I feel like with any Disney movie, we can't give it a 1.
You'd struggle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lion King is obviously version of Macbeth.
I'm sure there is one Disney movie that's very far-fetched or something that we can find, but it's Disney, so unfortunately we can't give it a full 1.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, we've got up to 3 notable or favourite scenes.
Can't do it. Sorry, bro.
Well, tough shit. You're going to have to try. We've got to give it a score as well. And Josie and I were talking before we started recording. I think for me anyway, a lot of my favorite scenes and quotes are like songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to start the Street Rat Aladdin intro song.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got the same. I've done Street Rat. It's a great introduction into Aladdin, but in a fun way.
Yep. It lays out the basis from the get-go in a great way. Yeah, love Boo. I love any Disney animals.
Oh, right. I even love carpet. Like, how could I love carpet so much? But carpet's so good.
I like, what's the tiger's name?
Raja.
Yeah, yeah. I got
Jinx.
I got a photo with the statue of that at Disney.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When Aladdin transformed into a prince, the whole that whole scene of that them arriving to the deserted island.
Welcome to the desert island.
Yeah.
I went on the magic carpet ride at Disney as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm still mind blown by the magic carpet ride in the musical.
Oh, how good was it?
Like, what? How do they do it? I had Aladdin meeting Genie for the first time. So in the cave.
Yeah, of course.
Friend like me, you know, okay. All of the owl,
what is
Laddie.
What do you think the best song out of the film, the whole film is?
Friend Like Me.
You reckon?
Yep.
See, nah.
Prince Ali.
Prince Ali is my favorite.
Okay, Prince Ali is a close. Okay, so hang on. My two and three favorite scenes. Number two is Friend Like Me. Easily the best in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Friend Like Me fucking goes places in that musical.
Oh my God. Friend Like Me is insane. Like Genie smashes it.
Not just Genie, but like they get air. Like I swear they had like three times a cast for that one scene. Fucking so baller. Good. Yeah, so my two and three are the Friend Like Me and the Alibaba song. Like they are both just off the hook and fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. I honestly think, and I'm going to just slowly touch on the one of our later categories. I actually think the last quarter of this movie is a bit eh.
Yep. Really?
Not a huge fan of the Jafar going like Super Saiyan and shit.
Oh, I thought you'd froth that.
Not really. And I can't put my finger on why.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it would be all like up. It, right? Yeah, that's why I'm like, this
I don't know. It's just never really grabbed me. I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, okay. It's kind of like, yeah. But anyway, those are my three, Lee.
The whole introduction monologue by Robin Williams as the peddler.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
I'm assuming you both know the story with that, with how they just chucked Robin Williams behind a table full of like random
items,
trinkets, and they said, go.
Yeah.
I've got some fun facts about
that. I'm like, that is so cool.
The anything with Iago, but I'm going to make notable Iago's points out too. Jafar, I'm stuck when he closes the door really quickly.
Yeah.
And then he's sort of trying to get out, and then Jafar kicks him, and all you hear is, that hurt.
Yeah.
His voice is so good.
It is good.
He passed away as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like, it was only recently.
I was going to
say,
I don't think.
Like, he was part of the roasts.
Yeah, his roast. Oh man, he's great.
He was very comedic. I also had just before A Whole New World when Aladdin actually, yes, A Whole New World, but when they meet on the balcony and then when they're sitting on top of, is it when they're in China? Maybe that's how they're trying to bring it back to the Chinese way. Who knows? When Jasmine like catches him out and is like, oh, if only Abu was here. Like, and so. I like that scene too.
All right. My final one is when they just before they get on the magic carpet and he goes up to see her.
Yeah, that's that was the start of it with the bee in his
ear. No. I'm talking about just before, like even before that when they're downstairs and Abu's trying to open up the he's an elephant now and he's trying to open up the bananas and it keeps squirting him in the eye.
Yeah.
He's got a massive pile. Yeah, that scene.
That is good.
All right.
Oh, no, I gave it a one.
Yeah, I gave it a one.
I gave it a one. Yeah. It was going to be a one regardless.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I doing? It's very memorable. Appeal.
Well, this is easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go first. It's a one from me. It's my kind of movie. It appeals to me. And it's interesting because it's one of those movies, like I mentioned, that I've grown up with. Mm. And as a kid, it appealed to me because it was a simple Disney film, right? But as I've gotten older, it's stayed with me. I don't watch it as near as much as I used to. Mm. But with that being said, though.
Well, you might now with Harper.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and this is the rotation,
she will
right?
like it.
Correct. This is all she'll watch. But yeah, it's
let's get a carpet. We'll get her to sit on it. We'll pick the carpet up and fly her around the house.
I fly her around the house all the time. Just pick her up. And
oh, that's adorable.
She sticks her hand in my mouth. Her hand in my mouth, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
We miss out on this stuff, Josie.
She's got four teeth at the moment.
Oh, chompers.
Yeah, and they're all like top two and bottom two. And
I've gone 0.5 for the appeal. It wasn't my jam until later in life, but I do love this movie. Very simple, but yeah, it's a really fun movie. But
Are we classifying the appeal as it is now? Surely.
Well, see, even now, it's not one. If I'm feeling Disney,
you go like, Moana, don't you?
Moana's one that I do go to a lot, or I go to like old school Disney, like OG Disney as well.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
See, I don't go old school Disney.
Well,
I'm
like
not
talking
a
about Snow
fan.
White and stuff.
I love Sleeping Beauty.
I was going to say he likes Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty's off the hook, man.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
If he ever has a daughter, I can imagine him calling her Aurora.
That movie's really, really bad on consent.
Yes.
So was
I was going to say, there's a lot of issues.
There are a lot of issues with a lot of Disney things.
Yeah.
Let's not even start about what they did with Star Wars.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway, appeal is a one from me. 90s Disney is my favorite type of Disney. As much as I love the Tangled Frozen era, 90s Disney is number one always.
See, I'll go to Mulan and Pocahontas over Aladdin. Yeah, I think Aladdin might be, I would say Aladdin's probably better than Pocahontas. But
I do love Hercules and Mulan as well.
Yeah, Mulan's fucking awesome. We've done an episode on that if you haven't listened to it before.
Yes, I do love the comedy that's in this, the romance. I was obsessed with Jasmine. I just wanted to look like Jasmine when I was younger. She's hot. Especially at the end when she's in the red outfit with her ponytail.
When she gets all like flirty with Jafar.
Yeah, I was like, damn, girl. Like, I just want to wish I looked like you and Aladdin's in love with you. Like, oh. So,
if you're listening to the show and you look like Jasmine, hit us up.
If you look like Aladdin, let me know.
Hang on. Hey, can we clarify? Hit us up as in hit Adam up specifically?
I'm single and look nothing like Aladdin.
But yeah, so
maybe Jafar.
But you got Jafar's beard, right?
Yeah.
So it's a one from me.
Fair. Okay. The ending, the finale, the climax.
I gave it a 0.5. It was a go-to ending, and we already talked about it when we came to the plot. It's a very Disney-fied ending. We know that
is there was Disney-fied a thing, or is this something Lee's done?
No, I feel like that's a go-to term that lots of people use. Like, it's kind of like,
I'd be happy to coin that. I mean, it's a very popular term.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Lee thing.
Are you googling it?
But them, I'm going to, yeah. Them getting together, changing the rules of marriage and things like that, drifting off onto the carpet ride. But the thing that I did love and making it a 0.5 is Genie being set free. That was my little, oh, and he was so happy with his little vacation outfit and giving Al a big hug. It made it a 0.5.
It would have been so much fun working with him on set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Love it. Don't care about the snake and things like that, as Adam said before. Yep. It was more the ending, like full on ending that I was looking at.
It did end well.
Yeah, it was nice. It was sweet, but you know, you can't
Disneyfication.
Yeah, Disneyfied. Disneyfied's in the Oxford Dictionary.
You're in the Oxford Dictionary.
Thank you,
Adam.
The fuckhead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even on a Disney podcast as well.
Yeah. And you know what?
Children could be listening.
And
to
the
this
worst
right
part
now.
About this is that that was absolutely uncalled for because so there was no provocation.
No, there wasn't none of all.
Nothing.
Yeah. Just completely me being an asshole.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what came.
If my
me.
Friend Lucy is listening to this with her children in the car, I apologize.
Can you get on with it, you douche canoe?
I went zero for the finale. It's a standard Disney ending. It's happily ever after. It's fun and it's nearly a 0.5, but I'm just kind of like,
nah.
No.
What?
Nah.
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 I love this movie, don't get me wrong, but I can't give the ending a massive score or anything. It's just kind of like, before you even press play, you know how this is ending.
Yep, fair. Yeah, of course. Kay. But this is my definition.
Well,
this is
sorry, Joseph.
This is the point I'm making about it being Disney-fied, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of Disneyfication going on.
I'm going to give it a 0.5 as well, very similar to what Jubb said.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming, so it's impossible for it not to end this way. It couldn't end any differently, but there's no way that score could ever improve.
Yes.
It's as good as it's going
to
be.
Yeah, it's tough to do a Disney movie like this and get a full one for the ending.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Maybe Pocahontas.
No.
Because they don't end up.
No, he leaves.
He leaves,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
Pocahontas
2
happens.
And what they don't show is that he actually rocks up the next day, still takes her and captures her and then takes her home, because that's actually what the real story is all about.
Ooh.
And she was 14.
Why you do this, man?
Yeah, Pocahontas 2 isn't
great
either.
He was like 35.
Mm. Dude, Colors of the Wind is such a good song.
Colors of the Wind has got nothing to do with the fact that he's a pedophile.
Yeah, fair. Mel Gibson as well. Talking about things that don't age well. It was Mel Gibson, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. The notable quotes. Yo, Rugman, haven't seen you in a
few
millennia.
My favorite.
Give me some tassel.
Give me some tassel. That's
yo,
my
yo.
Favorite. Yo, Rugman.
Love it.
Oh,
you could do notable quotes and just have all Robin Williams. Yeah. I don't have all Robin Williams, but you could.
I have Do You Trust Me. That is a go-to Aladdin line, you know.
How cliche do you want to be?
Yeah, Do You Trust Me? Love it.
So Move. That's a good move. I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rug.
I'm losing to a rug.
Abu, this is no time to panic.
Start panicking.
I remember that from the trailer.
Yeah.
Like before I even saw the movie. And I was like, yeah, okay.
There's a lot of lines in this the songs that I really love, but that's too much.
That's my third notable quote is, I ain't never had a friend like me, because I love that song.
And a friend
Jobs.
Like me. Well, I'm feeling sheepish. And he goes into a little sheep.
Oh,
and just to tag onto that, all right, you bad boy.
you bad boy.
No more freebies.
No more freebies. And the final one that I have is Jafar when he's like ecstatic.
Yeah, nice.
A voice actor's wicked, huh? Can't believe you saw him live. That's so great.
Oh, I know. I flipped my lid. Yeah.
Speaking of the song quotes, I actually have got a song quote in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite quote. It was my favorite song quote of the whole movie. It's 100 bad guys with swords.
100 bad guys with swords.
Me and some of friends of mine actually play Italian cards, and one of the suits in the cards is swords. And whenever we're using the big sword, it always comes out and gets quoted specifically for that reason. So it's a regular thing for me to use on a regular basis.
I also think the quote is great when Abu has a knife and they're like, he's got a knife. And then the guy's like, you all have knives. Yeah. And they're like, oh.
That's a, yeah.
All right. Mayday, mayday. Stop her. Stop her. You got me, Stinger? All right. Buzz off. Okay, fine. But remember, be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. And when it's like beautiful.
Punctual.
Punctual. You're punctual. What? I mean, you're
beautiful.
Beautiful.
And my last one is 3. Uno, dos, tres. No substitutions, exchanges, or refunds.
Yeah. Do.
You any more?
No.
Fun facts.
I could go on about this.
I feel we've got a lot, so let's try and go snappy.
I feel like we've all probably got similar ones.
Won 2 Oscars, best song and best score.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they were going to be nominated for another one, but because Robin Williams
couldn't be nominated for best script because Williams improvised so much, so it didn't qualify as a script.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good flex.
That's fucking wild, right? Yeah. And oh, you know what? I'm gonna piggyback on that as to another fun fact. Williams improvised so much; they had 16 hours.
Yeah, I had that.
And
as
considering
well.
That it's an hour and a half movie with everybody, and he's got 16 hours of material
hours.
By himself,
mm-hmm. That is fucking nuts, man.
That guy needs to put down the coffee pot.
Man, you couldn't be mad.
Can you imagine him on meth?
Oof. Oh boy, I have one. Whenever Aladdin tells a lie, the big purple feather on his turban falls and covers his face.
Patrick Stewart was in line to play Jafar, but he was filming
Star Trek. I didn't
even
get
to
go.
Oh, tough shit.
Oh, we're playing it like that, are we?
He was filming Star Trek The Next Generation at the time and it clashed. Sorry, Lee, you go next.
All right, so this is a long one. So Robin Williams provided the voice for Genie at union scale rate, the lowest legal rate, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it was under the proviso his voice was not to use for merchandising, for toys and such, and the Genie character would not take up more than 25% of the space on the poster, ad, billboard, or trailer. When these wishes were not granted, he withdrew his support from Disney in the film, and as a result, the name was not included in the Art of Aladdin book and made a constant reference to the voice of the Genie, and he was not available for the direct-to-video sequel, which is Aladdin 2. Mm-hmm. Or the Aladdin TV show. Sorry, it wasn't Jim Cummings. It was Dan Castellaneta. That's right.
The voice of Homer Simpson.
They filled the voice of Genie for these productions in an attempt to get back on good terms with Williams. Walt Disney CEO Michael Eisner apologized to him with a peace offering of the original Pablo Picasso painting.
Wow.
Still angered and feeling betrayed by Disney, Williams would not accept the gift. It was not until Disney chairman Jeffrey Katzenberg was fired and replaced by Joe Roth that Williams made peace with Disney. Through Roth, a public apology was given. Promises to right wrongs were kept, and Williams was so touched that he returned to reprise his role as Genie for the second direct video sequel, Aladdin and the King of Thieves. Mm. Disney was so thrilled that they threw out the previously completed recording sessions with Castellaneta.
Ooh. When was Flubber? Because that's Disney.
96.
So this all must have happened before he came back for Flubber. Yeah.
Well, this is obviously during their promo time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But I'm pretty sure the Prince of Thieves wasn't, was it like 98?
I didn't mind the second.
No, 96, Aladdin. Sorry. Prince of Thieves was 96. Return of Jafar was 94.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had to capture the movement of Aladdin's low-cut baggy pants animator, Glenn Keane, looked at videos of rap star MC Hammer.
Can't touch this.
Got that one as well. Mm. It was the first animated movie to gross over $200 million.
Yeah, hectic.
Woo.
Jonathan Freeman, who voiced Jafar, ended up playing playing the live action version in the Broadway musical.
And
he was fucking brilliant.
Continuing in the role until 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. As of that date, he is the only performer to play the same role in both movie and Broadway
that
productions of a Disney story.
Yep,
what a legend.
That was in the program.
Ah. Mm. I'm tapped out.
I have one more. Jasmine's appearance was influenced by Jennifer Connelly, and they think it's by she played in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Aladdin's monkey Abu was named after the ancient Egyptian city Abu. This translates to elephant because the city was known for its trade in ivory. Therefore, it was not surprising that when enchanted, Abu shifts into the shape of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Curry, Kelsey Grammer, John Hurt, and Christopher Lloyd, and Ian McKellen were all considered for the role of Jafar.
Ooh. Tim Curry.
Yeah, right?
Tim Curry.
And this would have been like peak Tim Curry too, just off the back of him doing Disney and the Three Musketeers as well.
Yeah.
That was 92.
He was doing Home Alone 2?
That would have been later.
Was yeah, it? True.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
He would have, would this be when he was doing the Muppet stuff?
That would have been later too, surely.
Either way, Tim Curry rules.
In the early visual development, Aladdin resembled Michael J. Fox.
Ooh.
As the film developed, Jeffrey Katzenberg did not think that Aladdin had enough appeal to women, so he asked Aladdin to be beefed up to be...
enough appeal to women. I'm not alone.
So he asked Aladdin to be beefed up a bit to resemble Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, right? Sorry, there's a full stop there because you didn't want me to add the next names to this because it was going to say Danny DeVito, but that's not correct.
I was going to say, please don't say
Danny DeVito and Joe Pesci were considered for the role of the voice of Iago.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
That would have worked.
Can you imagine Joe Pesci as the voice for Iago?
Hell yes.
Yes, I could.
But Goodfellas Joe Pesci?
Yeah, buddy.
Not Home Alone Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Home Alone Joe Pesci.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So after proving his abilities to Aladdin, by getting them out of a collapsed cave, Genie calls Aladdin Mr. Daddy Mustafa. In a classic retelling of the Aladdin story, Mustafa was the name of Aladdin's late father.
Not Mufasa.
Yeah, not Mufasa. Yeah, that's boring. Don't worry about that. There are 513 people listed in the credits.
That's a lot of people.
There are 513 people listed in the credits.
There's a lot of people that are behind the scenes making this movie.
Okay.
Originally, the peddler was introduced. The movie would be revealed to be the genie at the end, which is it was an urban myth, right? Everyone assumed that it was. Hence the fact that the Robin Williams voiced them both. This was there were similarities in the design of the two, especially with the eyebrows, the beard, and the four-fingered hands. All the other human characters have five fingers. The revelation scene was even animated in an early stage, but due to some story and editing changes, it did not make the finished movie. Mm. Directors Ron Clements and John Musica, however, have since confirmed that genie and peddler are one and the same person.
Who are the two, was it producers again?
You're talking about the directors?
Yeah.
Ron Clements and John Musica.
Apparently, there is a scene in Aladdin, and I've never noticed it, but there's cartoon versions of them that he pushes through.
Yeah, yeah. When that's when the that first prince rocks up, and he said it's rare that you see a horse with two rear ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, because we haven't done it, and we've even doing a Disney film and we haven't done it. At the time of its release, this was the fifth highest grossing film worldwide after E.T., Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Ghost, and Star Wars Episode 4.
No, he already brought up Star Wars
before.
Oh, did
you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had it just in case.
I think you just chucked it out there.
I had it just in case. I got you covered.
Cool, man.
Just in case.
You got me, brother.
All right.
Scores.
Ooh. I think it was a 4.
I gave it a 3.
Really?
Adam.
This is supposed to be your favourite film.
It's not my favourite film. It's your favourite film. I love it though. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, 4 for me.
I gave it a 4 too.
It's the categories that have gotten the better of me. I love this movie, don't get me wrong, but the categories of Labies were 3.
I'll just go fuck myself.
What have you given it, Lee?
So I told you, I've given it a 4.
Oh. I wasn't listening to Lee.
4-4-3.
So that makes it
11 out of 15.
Okay, which
double
means,
one.
Which means what? Whenever you're ready, mate.
Man, I grew up with him. I grew up watching him in Hook too. And Hook was.
Oh, we didn't mention Hook.
Hook was such a good. Yeah, I mentioned Hook earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Hook is such a good film.
I clearly do not listen to you. Later.
All right, so Aladdin has rated 8 out of 10.
Oh, that is a good score.
That I believe that.
And you have undercut it.
Oh.
Me? What have we given it?
We have given it 11 out of 15, which is 73%.
Adam.
If we had gone 12 out of 15, if you'd given it a 4, exactly. It would have been identical.
I'll wear it.
So you fucked it.
What if I may have given it a 3.5. What would that have made it?
But no, well, 3.5 would have still only got us to about 76%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wouldn't have happened either way.
Yeah. So you are the reason why we are less.
Adam.
I've always said that.
Normally it's me, so no. I'm kind of riding this wave. I'm like, woo!
I just really love the fact that Adam was really hype, hyping this up at the beginning. Like, you know, it was one of his favorite Disney films.
I love it.
The songs, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I'll just give it 3 out of 10.
Yeah, don't worry about 80%. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, this has been quite the bashing session I'm taking.
Oh, yeah, three out of five says that it is.
Yeah.
I'm embracing it because it's not me.
It's okay. Yeah, fair. Look, I do really enjoy it. 3 out of 5 isn't a bad movie.
It's only halfway from being, it's literally 0.5 away from being 50%.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. That's what Josie gave Roadhouse.
Fair.
I did.
I gave the same score to City Slickers.
I hate you, Lee. So this is the last episode of the pod we're ever going to do.
Ain't got a friend like me.
I hope that you like the new podcast we're going to do, which is Adam and Josie talking about movies.
Ooh. With special guest star Lee.
With special guest star someone else.
Anyone
we'll keep
else.
The same night name and same socials or whatever. We'll just replace Lee.
What are we going to do, actually, while Josie disappears?
Didn't we say, oh, yeah, we touched on this briefly. Josie's Josie's going away for 5 months.
I told you, I'd still do it from far, far away.
No, we can't do that.
That's not how it works, lady.
What?
Yeah,
I'll get on my magic carpet ride.
We'll see that you do.
Thanks, well done, everyone. Let's go home.
Yep.
All right, we done?
Yeah. What Disney movie should we do next?
Ooh.
I've been saying it for a while now. Emperor's New Groove.
It's an interesting pick.
See, my pick would have been Lion King, but live action.
No, Beyonce ruins it.
Live action sucks.
Yeah, but that's so the point.
No, I don't want to watch it again.
All right.
It's terrible.
Don't make me watch it again.
Beyonce.
It is deplorable.
Ferngully. Can we do Ferngully?
Beyonce.
Oh, that's not a Disney movie, though.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? It's
Beyonce sounds like she's reading. Like, Beyonce can't talk. She can sing like a motherfucker, but she cannot talk.
She can dance.
She can't read. She can dance.
She can shake her booty.
I love her. I would marry her. Why is she married to Jay-Z?
Because he's got lots of money.
She was like 16 when they first got together, and she was like 30-something.
That's gross.
Yeah. Anyway, Aladdin, it's been a good time.
So you say Emperor's New Groove.
Mm.
I think we should go old school Disney.
I never rated old school Disney.
I don't rate you. We haven't.
Well, we weren't all born when it came out, Adam.
No, maybe we should do like
fucking lies.
Maleficent.
Ooh.
Because it's still Sleeping Beauty.
You're talking about the live action one?
Yeah, with Angelina Jolie. Anyway, maybe you guys can tell us what we can
hang
do.
On, so
you know what, we'll do it when Josie's away.
Yeah, nice.
We'll let her replacement pick a Disney movie.
So the we're talking about like Sleeping Beauty that came out in, Seven Dwarfs that came out in like 1936, right? You would have been like 20 at that time.
Can we please go to bed now?
Go to bed.
I'm waiting for you to press the button.
No, I'm just going to let you sit in your shit joke.
I don't mind sitting in shit jokes.
You live in
I
shit
live in
jokes.
Shit jokes.
I will press the button myself if I knew which one it was.
I was going to say, I bet you don't even know which one it is.
Adam doesn't know what it is, which one it is.
I don't want you to press it because it'll be a dead giveaway of the other work I do with my mixer.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Disney. We want to know your thoughts on just Disney in general. We haven't done a listener's pick for a while, or maybe we have. I don't know what order I'm dropping the episodes, but you could pick the next Disney movie if you hit us up and let us know on the socials.
What about Moana?
I would love to do Moana.
I don't rate it.
I love that movie.
I'll trash on it.
God, we're so close to pressing that button. So close.
Josie, it's this one. Do you want to do it? That one there.
No, isn't that the intro?
No, it's not. The intro is next to it. It's that one there.
All right, ready?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to try it.
Go.
Thank you very much for joining
us. This has been a Disney episode of Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie Podcast. Follow us on socials and podcasting platforms. Till next time, I'm Adam.
I'm Josie.
I'm Lee.
And this has been Two Guys, a Girl and a Movie Podcast. Thanks for listening.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.